This week's parasha introduces us to the concept of karbanos. We know that karbanos are brought from different items. We bring karbanos from behemoths and from ofos, from animals and from birds. We bring a karban mincha from soles, from flour. But there are some things that we're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach as a karban. The pasuk says, "Kol mincha she'takibul Hashem lo se'o se'chometz." The pasuk says that you're not allowed to bring a carbon from Sa'or and from Devash. A carbon mincha can't be brought from chametz, from Sa'or, from sourdough, or from chametz. Kol ha-menachos bo'os matzah, the Mishnah says, all menachos come from matzah. They can't be chametz. It's also to be marked chametz as a carbon mincha. And similarly, we can't bring Devash to the Beis HaMikdash. We don't bring any mesikus pri, any fruit, any sweet fruit as a carbon. But the pasuk is very careful to point out immediately that there are exceptions to the rule. Carbon reishis takrivu osam lashem. That you can bring, you're supposed to bring, you're obligated to bring a carbon reishis from chametz and from devash. We bring the shtei alechem on shvuas. That's a carbon reishis. It's brought from chametz. The shtei alechem is one of the exceptions that we do bring from chametz. It's the reishis for all the menachas from the tvuah chadasha. The shtei alechem is the first karban mincha that's brought from the new tvuah of the year. Just like the karban omer is matir achilas chadash, the eating of the new grain outside of the mikdash, so too the shtei alechem is matir bringing the new grain as part of a karban in the Beis HaMikdash. And that karban of the shtei alechem is brought from chametz. The other exception to the rule, carbon that's brought from chametz, is the carbon toda. Some of the lachmei toda, there are 40 lacham and 40 loaves that are brought with the behema, with the carbon toda, and 10 of those loaves are brought from chametz. The other 30 have to be from matzah. But 10 of the loaves of the carbon toda, the lachmei toda, are brought from chametz. That's not mentioned in the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about the carbon mincha. The only carbon mincha that's brought from chametz is the shtei alechem. And similarly, the pasuk says that bikurim, karban reishis takrivu osam lashem, bikurim are brought from dvash, not the honey, but dvash tamarim. Shivas aminim are brought as bikurim, the first fruits of the shivas aminim are brought up to the Beis HaMikdash. They're also a reishis. Bikurim is also a reishis, the first fruits. We don't actually sacrifice them on the mizbeach; they're put on the side of the mizbeach. But they're also dinam kekarban; they have a status of a karban. These are the two exceptions to the rule. The carbon reishis from the chametz, carbon reishis of the bikurim, that we can bring from Sa'ar and Devash. Normally we don't bring Sa'ar and Devash, but the carbon reishis we do. So the question is, how do we evaluate this halacha, this concept of Sa'ar and Devash in the Beis HaMikdash? On the one hand, the Torah says we never bring Sa'ar and Devash as a carbon. Chametz and Devash are not brought on the mizbeach. And yet, for the carbon reishis, we bring Sa'ar and Devash. How do we understand this? Liokar explains that dvash symbolizes the taivas of a person. Just like dvash, honey is sweet to the palate, it's sweet in the mouth, and people enjoy eating dvash, but if you have too much dvash, too much honey, too much sweets, too much candy, it's not good for you. It can cause a person to become sick. It's mazik, the individual. So too, all of the chemdos, all the taivas of the world, they're necessary. They're necessary for a person to live, for a person to be healthy, for a person to be strong, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to fill some of his taiva. He does have to have a little bit of dvash. He has to have gashmias. But too much is mazik. Too much is not good for him. And the same is true when it comes to Sa'or. Sa'or is the Eitz Sahara. It's Misamel the Eitz Sahara. The Gemara in Baruchas and Dafid Zayin quotes Rabbi Alexandri's famous tefillah, Ritzoneinu lasus ritzonecho mi ma'akev Sa'or shebe'isa. Our desire is to do your Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but mi ma'akev Sa'or shebe'isa. It's the Eitz Sahara. The Sa'or represents the Eitz Sahara. A person needs the Eitz Sahara. You have to use the Eitz Sahara. Without the Eitz Sahara, a person wouldn't get married, he wouldn't build a home, he wouldn't have a drive to accomplish and to succeed. Kinasof from Tar B'Chachma. You need a Yetzer Hara to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. But the Yetzer Hara is not the Iker. Devash and Sa'or are not the Iker. Yes, Emen Kemach in Torah, if you don't have a certain measure of Gashmias, then you can't have Torah, but Torah is the Iker. You need the Dvash, you need the Sa'or to get started. It's a Tchila. You have to satisfy some of the Tzarchi Aguf, you have to use the Yetzer Hara properly, but you can't achieve a sense of Shlemus with the Gashmias. You don't achieve a sense of Shlemus with the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara can help you, but that's not the Iker. And that's what the Torah is merames to. The Torah is hinting to this idea with the halacha of Sa'or and Vash in the Beis HaMikdash. The Sa'or and the Vash are not the Iker. They're not the Shleimus. And that's why, as a general rule, we don't bring Sa'or and Vash as a carbon. But they are erasious. The carbon erasious is brought from Sa'or and Vash. Because the Haskala in the beginning, a person does need the Vash. He needs a little bit of the Gashmias. He needs the Eitz Sahara. He needs the Sa'or to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is telling us that we need a tchila. We have to give in a little bit in the tchila. That's why we bring the Shtei Alechem Davka and Shavuos in the Zman of Matan Torah to show that Torah is a tavlin for the Yetzer Hara, that we have a Yetzer Hara, we have to use the Yetzer Hara properly, we have to channel it properly to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, the Yetzer Hara can help us serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not the Shleimus itself. It's not the Iker. And Bikurim as well, the goal of the mitzvah of Bikurim is to break the taivas. To break the taivas, that we shouldn't take the first fruits and just eat them. We should sacrifice them. We should demonstrate that we understand that the taivas are not the goal, but they're the means to achieve the goal. The halacha of Sa'or and Devash is all about balance. Yes, there is a need to harness the power of the Yetzer Hara. There's a need to use the gashmias of the physical world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's so critical that we keep in mind what's the Iker, what's truly important in life, and what is only tofa. Good Shabbos. Thank you, Rabbi.